From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Larger volumes of vaccine are being produced for the H1N1 flu pandemic. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, says 10 million more doses are expected next week.
10 million new doses were available this week. We're going to have another 10 next week, and that's good news. And it's being produced as fast as it can and moved as fast as it can.
Yesterday, President Obama expressed concern over the slow pace of vaccine production, which resulted in less than 27 million doses as of Friday. That's far below the 40 million expected by the end of this month. Afghan authorities have arrested 8 people in connection with a Taliban bomb and gun attack on a guest home in Kabul on Wednesday that killed 5 United Nations workers. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
At a news conference, the head of Afghanistan's intelligence agency said one of the men arrested was returned to Kabul by Saudi authorities earlier this week. Intelligence chief Amrullah Saleh said the suspect had left Kabul for Saudi Arabia the day after the attack to go on the Hajj, an annual Islamic pilgrimage. Saleh responded to international criticism that Afghan authorities did not do enough to prevent the Wednesday attack or stop it once it had begun. The intelligence chief said his agents arrested 118 suspected militants over the past 2 months. He added that police were conducting a search of vehicles entering the capital that morning after receiving a tip of an impending attack on an important Kabul target. Saleh said his agency is still searching for 4 other suspects linked to the attack. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's trying to revive the Middle East peace process with meetings with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israel's prime minister. Houses in the Philippines are once again submerged in floodwaters after the 4th storm in less than a month hit the Philippines early today. The Wahli Saikatao has more on this story.
Flights to and from the Philippine capital have been canceled or delayed. The country's Coast Guard banned boats and ferries from going to sea, and disaster officials are warning of more flooding after Typhoon Marinay hit early Saturday. Thousands were left stranded on Luzon, the main Philippine island. Government officials had warned Filipinos not to travel for this All Saints holiday weekend, a time when locals honor their dead relatives, but many didn't heed the warnings and were unable to move in and around the provinces. In metropolitan Manila, power outages were reported throughout the area. The typhoon is expected to move toward Vietnam later today. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau.
And tonight in the U.S., clocks fall back 1 hour. You're listening to NPR News. Bernard Madoff's accountant is cooperating with federal authorities and is expected to plead guilty to fraud charges next week. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
David Freeling was Madoff's auditor for 17 years. Even though he was supposedly overseeing billions of dollars in investments, Freeling kept just a tiny office in a suburban neighborhood. Authorities say that the accountant simply rubber-stamped what turned out to be the largest financial fraud in history. How much Freeling knew about the Ponzi scheme will likely be revealed next week. In a letter to the judge, federal prosecutors say that Freeling is prepared to plead guilty to several fraud charges and counts related to misleading the SEC and IRS. The letter is meant to notify Madoff's victims so they can be present in court. The charges carry a prison term of up to 108 years, although prosecutors can ask for leniency if Freeling is cooperating with the investigation. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
There's still no sign of any of the 9 victims involved in the mid-air collision off Southern California's coast this week. Authorities say they don't believe anyone survived the crash between a Marine Corps helicopter and a Coast Guard plane that at the time was searching for a missing person. Off the coast of Texas, the Coast Guard is also searching for one pilot, another pilot whose body was found today. The crash occurred on Wednesday. 3 people were rescued by the Coast Guard and a 4th made it to shore on a small boat after their tugboat partially sank in Mobile Bay. A Coast Guard report says the tugboat sunk about 3 a.m. today, leaving the crew of 4 stranded. President Obama says his economic stimulus plan has created or saved more than 640,000 jobs in September, but the unemployment rate is expected to rise. This is NPR.